Well, welcome back to Reflections. Your host, Jorge Gonzalez. I was mentioning, you know, the problem of getting changes in my flight in order to be back on September 17th, and because I had got Tasis Dorado to change the date of the board meeting to Friday. And so I got to be back Thursday. I got to do everything possible. So I called American Airlines. It took about 3 hours, 2.5 hours to get them to call back. But as I had basically assumed, having checked, that there wasn't any American Airlines flight through using Advantage Miles that would get me to back to Puerto Rico on the 17th, and this is a flight that starts in Budapest, Hungary, goes to Philadelphia, and then from Philadelphia I have to get to Puerto Rico. I arrived in Philadelphia 1:30, had to get in Puerto Rico, but I had seen that there was a JetBlue flight from Philadelphia to Boston, and Boston getting the JetBlue flight to San Juan would get me here around 11:30. So eventually they got me to there is an American flight Philadelphia to Boston, and now I after quite a bit of about a 3 hour ordeal, now had to get the flight, book the flight, the JetBlue flight from Boston to San Juan. So I initially went through JetBlue, but for some reason, after doing everything, there was the portion there to be able to put my credit card just didn't come out, just didn't. So whoop, I went then. Well, let me go to Orbitz, and I went to Orbitz, and that flight was I went to Orbitz and I went through. Got everything in there, has all my data, so it's pretty quick. But then when I go to pay, it says the flight would change from 7:20 p.m. to 6:20, which makes the period between the arrival in Boston and the departure an hour and a half instead of the 2.5 that I've expected, 7:20 to 6:20. So It wouldn't process it because of the flight change, which I had seen in JetBlue. It was a 6:20 flight, and for some reason, so that very, very frustrating. I was not able to, so I have to try it again today. But that's life, the challenges with Reflections, which is number 7, is this certification for ROOP, and sometimes the government, in order for you to do something, wants you to demonstrate that you're complying with 20 other things. And in this particular case, it gets really frustrating because, for example, Treasury gives a certificate that you're up to date in the filings, and that you have requested. It says, specifically you have requested an extension for 2025. So you're in full compliance, and that's the certificate. But then, the examiner at ROOP says, I want to submit the extension. They're fiscalizing, for Treasury. I mean, it's so frustrating. The other thing, another one was the Fondo El Seguro, and tough to get them to finally give the certificate for, I don't have a policy, I don't have employees, and personal, and that, because this is Reflections is a personal program. And so, but finally, when they issued one certificate, they hadn't answered other ones, it was issued with the date of issuance on the 23rd, but it was sent to me on the 29th, and it had a 7-day expiration, so it expired on the 30th. They sent it to me on the 29th at 2:30 by email. So I submitted that late because I saw it, 7 or 8 days later. And, of course, then, no, we have to submit a one that has, within it, which is under, first of all, I don't have the policy. Second of all they're saying is I was up to date on the 23rd, and they're not saying that I'm going to be up to date on the 30th or on the 15th of July, what have you. So It's just so funny. Never, when you ever go in, I don't know, you go into these, besides, you know, like American, waiting for about 2 hours for them to finally call you back. But some of these things, when you go in, you put your name, you put your password, and then they said, please submit your verification code that we have sent you by email. So then you go to sometimes that verification code doesn't come out relatively quickly. So when you get back with the verification, the time has expired. So you have to enter in again, and again, this is another verification code. And you just, you end up shouting at the computer. But again, you gotta laugh in order not to cry. So, I think I put everything together in some notes to the examiner with respect to a couple of things that I don't understand. But, you know, let's see. But it's the government makes dealing with them not easy. Then in the farm, which is number 8, as I said, 4 I couldn't enter, then these are the ones that, you know, I kind of dealt with. And the one in the farm last Friday when I arrived there, it turns out that the water from the aqueduct was not working. And then they tell me that this tank, and I have a huge tank, it would produce water for our needs for about a month. And the tank was empty. And I says, how can that be? I still don't quite understand why the tank is empty. But dealing with what happened and this and that, and my very frustrating, as you can imagine. The water came back a couple of days. In fact, that afternoon, it came back that afternoon. So it became a non-issue. But the frustration of dealing and then looking for alternatives. We have a spring pool with that's dammed and all. I've seen if we can get water down there, but to get down to this particular place is a challenge with a tank. So anyway, but that one is done. But on Friday I was with everything else. Was not a good day. Okay, so let's get to the good things, okay? At least in all these civic things are working well, and the businesses and all. I mean, you know, normal challenges, etc. But, you know, sports, I was pretty happy. One of the things is I always enjoy when people, athletes, you know, in the 38, 39, 40, around there, are still, you know, competitive. And there were 3 of them, this Beverly Ramos, who's one of our track stars and has been in 5 Central American games, is still there, you know, looking good. We have Lionel Messi, Argentina, didn't win in the finals, but there he was, competitive, a little sad. I always, you know, as he was at the end there, looking at the fans who were, you know, screaming Messi, et cetera, with the tears coming down his cheeks, just imagine a combination of thoughts, of nostalgia, of frustration of not having been able to win or play well. They were completely dominated by Spain, which incidentally, I always get a kick. I mean, really, Messi is more Spain, you know, developed than Argentina. He was 13 years old, and within the Barcelona club, you know, the academy and all. But anyway, 39, you doing has done well, and really proud of him, etc. And then Brian Fox won the U.S. Open, excuse me, the British Open golf tournament, and he's 39. And he hasn't won. I think he had won one other. He's Scottish, I believe. And you know, tremendous. So those three in the 30, great. And then we had Josh Kerr breaking the record in the 4 mile. In the mile. By breaking the 3 minute 23 0.23, and he's down, 3 minutes, 22, I think, 6.66. And so it's a tremendous, and how the story of how he achieved that with, again, he was NCAA, so he was to a great extent developed in the University of New Mexico in Albuquerque, and that's where he trains. And what they do in terms of the uniform and the spikes by Brooks and a coach and assistant coach and a chef, and it's a team, to achieve that. That's a story in and of itself. But anyway, great stuff in the sports were really uplifting and overall. Physically, I've been feeling pretty good because I had some problems with the knee and kind of laid off for a while. More swimming, and it looks like it's improving. And then I had a problem with the hip, and that's also. So knock on wood. Can you hear the wood being knocked? I physically looks pretty good with the, at 82. That's achievement to be happy with. And then I want to end the program and and it kind of relates to Tatis Dorado, because to a great extent Tatis Dorado is due to Fidel Stube, passionate about developing a school, started in 2022, and I have high regards for the Stube family and what they've done, both in Dorado Beach and the convention center. They the last thing they did is a sports hub that looks incredibly complete, and they've done hotels in Luquillo and really. That done one. He's passed, Frito passed his the baton to his children, Federico and Cecilia, and done really well. And there's a number of persons that Federico's generation that are doing really well in construction and in other areas, distribution and all. And I know of a number of them, and got to get a little bit. Get them sort of on this thing to help me on the more positive things, because they've done really well. But anyway, what I wanted to end up with is an obituary in Esquela, and it's on Luz Amelia Suarez Alicea, and it's obituary, signed by the Stube and Prisa Group, which is their entity. And signed, by Caroline and Federico Frieden Stube, the father, and by son Federico and wife Wanda Stube Gonzalez, and Ceciliana and Ricardo Puig, and La Familia de Prisa. And it basically reads that it's a very different obituary, because it's in behalf of Vivian Vasquez Suarez, who is the director of sales for Sabanera Dorado, and it relates to her mother, Luz Amelia Suarez Alicea. And then it says that during her 30 years, and speaking of Vivian, the daughter, not the deceased, during her 30 years of trajectory in Prisa Group, she has been an essential part of our great family. During all these three decades, she has earned the love and the respect and the admiration of everybody who has treated her, had the privilege of treating her, knowing her, and working with her. And then in terms of how it relates to the deceased, en ella reconocemos los valores, la fortaleza, la dedicación, la calidad humana que sin duda fueron sembrados por su madre, el amor, el ejemplo, y la entrega en lo que Luz formó a una mujer tan íntegra y tan querida permanecerán como parte de su hermoso legado. So basically, it's saying that the deceased you know, created this person who, you know, has all these fantastic values and is so loved by all of us and all. So it's a and with that, I want to end up basically that you know, at the end of our life, what we want is to leave people behind that love us and that are a credit to who we have been. And I think there's nothing more important than leaving children that not only you know, loved you, but that are a credit for what you have been. And so, with that, I close the program. I always think, you know, at the end, and what you want to leave as a legacy at the end, and relationships with our family and our children are key. So take care of your children, your grandchildren, your family, your extended family. Be good. See you next week. This is Jorge Gonzalez, Reflections.
Allegro WIPR 91.3 FM was proud to present Reflections, hosted by Jorge Gonzalez, reflecting on events with our well-being in mind.